Quiet in the courtroom. Order, please. Cubergas Special Edition is about to start with an important announcement. Today, we gather in the cyber core to dissect the major development that's buzzing in the news, the strategic merger of Cybers and NeverHack. This episode comes right on the heels of public announcement, and we are privileged here to have with us Jürgen Erm and Artur Patail, the CEOs of both respective companies. As we gather for this session, we will explore not just the technicalities of the merger, but also its effects on the landscape and vision at large. What effect will this have, short and long term? What can clients and stakeholders expect from this formed entity? These are just some of the questions we aim to address. So, silence in the courtroom as we call our first witnesses to the stand. Welcome, Jürgen. Welcome, Artur.
Hi.
Hello.
So, if you enjoy this show and today's discussions, then don't forget to like Cubergast on SoundCloud or on your favorite podcast platform. Share your thoughts on today's topic under the post on Cybers and NeverHack's social media channels. And then feel free to write me an email. So, I like emails. Write me emails. Thank you. So, Artur, what is NeverHack? Can you give us a brief history of NeverHack and where does NeverHack come from?
It's the best name ever for a company for cybersecurity.
Yes.
NeverHack is a story which began 10 years ago when I decided to create a cyber company focused on services and also in training. Mm-hmm. I organized the first leverage in 2021 to have enough money to buy a company and to acquire new expertise. The main target for NeverHack is to have the best expertise for their customers and to train their talents for missions and activities. So we practically do everything in cybersecurity. We do MSSP, Managed Security Service Provider. We are doing integration of network solution and also software security development. Mm-hmm. And we also do technical fields about secure communication, SATCOM, and finance.
So is there something, can you highlight one or two kind of key domains where NeverHack has developed unique capabilities?
For example, we are pretty good to organize cyber training, crisis simulation with a CyberEng. Mm-hmm. So we developed a strong partnership with Airbus Cybersecurity with their CyberEng, and we developed scenarios with our experts about crisis simulation in governmental activities or financial activities or transportation. For example, imagine if a cyber attack happened on your train station. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing we can do. Mm-hmm.
Jürgen, our listeners know Cybers, as we are a Cybers podcast, but I think it's a good time to cover as a refresher, what is Cybers?
Yeah, before we go into that topic, I would like to say thank you to Artur and to the NeverHack team and also to Cybers team that we actually pulled this merger off, and this has been actually a long time in the making. So me and Artur met actually last year in summertime, I believe it was, and I remember once it's a long story how we met, but at the end of our meeting I remember Artur said that actually we're doing pretty much the same things and we can be big together, and this is where it all started. But Cyber's journey started already in 2010, and we also had the same focus on cybersecurity, and we started actually out as a technology provider implementing security technologies for our customers, and this set the foundation of us going forward. And over time, what the market demands and what we saw that these is like good to offer to our customers is the services part. And we have heavily invested into our security operations center build up that we started in 2017 already, and in 2020 we did a major overhaul to that service, and mm-hmm. And today we are offering Security Operations Center as a service to many of our great customers. And this is what we see, that we can also contribute inside the group and offer this outside of Estonia as well.
So there is much alignment.
I must say so.
So Artur, what inspired Neverhack's decision to merge with Cybers?
First time I met Joe Gunn, it was in France during a cyber conference in Paris. Mm-hmm. And I was very pleased to have the Estonian people coming in my company to visit us. And Joe Gunn gave me a presentation of Cybers. And I said, yeah, we practically do the same. But I was really impressed by the quality of the expertise in the SOC activities. Of course, we are all doing cybersecurity and we are all talents and missions for our customers. But the way you will manage your analysts, the way you will manage your cyber threat intelligence, the way you manage your SOC system and appliance, it was the first time I've seen something like that. It was very rare on the French ecosystem, on the French market, to see this level of maturity for our company. At this point, I was in discussion with a new investment firm, Carlyle, to ask them a lot of money. and so I thought at this moment, it was a good timing for me to ask Joe Gunn, okay, we can merge and we can do something incredible, because we are not very big as in the French market, but we are quite something. And Cybers is pretty big on the Baltic ecosystem and on the Baltic market, but is nothing at the international level. So maybe together, two small company could become a large one, a large and with an international vision and not only a French or Baltic vision or Estonian mm-hmm. vision. And that's really important, because the main thing for us is to give the opportunity to our customers to have the perfect service. Mm-hmm. And so they need us everywhere, not only in the French market, not only on the Estonian market. And with the merger, we will be able to give the opportunity to have the perfect service everywhere, all around the world, 24 hours, 7/7.
Mm-hmm. So it's a way to make 1+1 not equal 2, but more.
Exactly. Five.
Five.
So at least.
So, Jürgen, what motivated Cybers to join forces with Neverhack? So it's a two-way street. It's always a two-way street.
Yeah. Well, we have established ourselves in the Estonian market, mm-hmm. and we have quite a few good customers already working with us, and we have always looked like ways forward. And one of the things what we have tried, actually, we have tried to reach the markets outside of Estonia. We are doing activities in the Baltic market, but we haven't reached any larger markets on our own, basically. And for that, we needed a strong partner. So this is one of the reasons why we decided to join Neverhack, because together we have the opportunity to actually reach the French market and the European market at large, basically. Mm-hmm. And also, looking at the expertise that the group already has today, we can use those resources, we can use this talent, this expertise, and also use that to expand our portfolio here in Estonia.
So guys, can you both discuss synergies between Cybers and Neverhack in terms of technology, in terms of talent, market reach? How do you envision these synergies accelerate towards goals?
I take the point.
Yeah.
Do not hesitate to interrupt me.
Yeah.
The first thing is about the soccer link between French and Estonia. So we already have an agnostic SOC in the French market, but the level of our expertise, it's not bad, but it's not at the Estonian level. The most important thing for our customer is to have the best service at the end of the day, and for us it's to be efficient, because we don't have too many people talented to do the analyze at the end of the day. So the talent acquisition management is very tough on the French market and also on in the Italian market, on the Spanish market. So when we find the best practice, best operational practice to reduce the time to operate an analyst activities, it's good. So that's why that's what we are looking for with the link between the Estonian SOC, the cyber SOC, and the NEVARAC SOC on the French market. The main thing also is about the cyber threat intelligence. I'm sure that Estonian talents are better than the French talent to understand the threat intelligence, because the link between the dark web and people looking for malware analysis is better.
Threat hunters.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. I was looking for the word. It's my few drinks yesterday night. So that's what we are looking for, the merger between Cybers and NEVARAC. And of course, we want to do money at the end of the day also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the first synergies what we can do, and what we are already have been discussing, is we have actually advantage. So Security Operations Center as a service is nothing new. There are big players out there today who are hiring like 150 employees just to provide that service. But we have the advantage of going in, doing this service more efficient, like you said, but also in better ways, taking into account all the new technologies that have been becoming available in the recent years, and providing the Security Operations Center service on a totally new level. And this is what we will be investing in. We will be developing it heavily, and at the end of outcome would be that we would have a very competitive Security Operations Center service on the market in the upcoming years. But besides that, as mentioned, the talent pool is large. So if Cybers today is 55 people, how much we have in the group? It's 800 plus today, right? Mm-hmm. So as you see, more of those incidents that are happening are requiring more experts to jump in, to analyze and go through the incident.
Mm-hmm. As needed.
Now they are just right. Basically like one phone call away. And if our customers are having trouble, then this is the company that will come in and help you out.
Mm-hmm. So how do you see, how will this change affect our existing customers? Are there specific enhancements that they should expect in kind of immediate time frame and in the longer time frame?
Well, first thing, it will be the quality of our SOC analyst. It will be the first thing. After that, we can imagine we will be able to give them better pricing for the MSSP activities. We also have the opportunity to negotiate a better price with vendors, because we have also this integration activity, and it's pretty good to be in 5 countries and to have a strong discussion with them about a contract and a partnership. So that's what we are looking for. And I'm pretty, I feel happy because Cybers is the first story for a new market. But I'm pleased to say we have something else in Italia and Spain, which will begin at the end of September. And we will be not only more in 5 countries, but in 10 countries after that, and about 1,200 people. So we will have a strong force, a strong labor force to work with our customers and to give them the best service, the best quality, and the best price at the end of the day.
Yeah. I would like to elaborate just on that. So, and my focus more on the Estonian market, to message to Estonian companies and customers. First of all, we have actually have like discussed this merger in advance with our most VIP customers, so to speak, and their response has been all been very good, and they are happy that this thing is happening. But as Arthur said, so basically, if you're a customer who just I want the technology, I want to build my own capabilities, then probably the best price will come from us, and that's why, because we have the we have such a large volumes behind us, so we can get the good pricing from vendors. And the second part, as already we briefly touched upon, was this the pool of talents. So if you're lacking this talent, then you can insource it from us. And the third point, what I'm not so much for the customers, but for the cybersecurity community as a whole. So if the talent in Estonia, guys and girls working in the field, if you want to do something good, something big, something you haven't done before, then most probably the best bet is to reach out and see maybe we have some projects for you.
Mm-hmm. So how the core competences of Cybers and NeverHack, how do they complement each other? How do you see?
I would say our cyber training platform, it's a good point for cybers in Estonia because, as you know, it's difficult to have talents, but it's much more difficult to have talents in the future. And the cyber technical fields are very tricky because every day you have to improve yourself, to train yourself. So that's why we developed on the French market a cyber training platform. So on the Estonian part, it will be our cyber training platform. And on our part, is to have the expertise of the Estonian talents from cybers to improve the quality of our courses on the platform, mm-hmm. to create new activities, new training on the platform.
Mm-hmm. So yes, that's the real thing in the global marketplace in cyber at this point. So yeah. We're missing 500,000 people overall, crazy. Globally.
Globally, yeah. And some of the things also to consider, for example, when we talk about offensive security capabilities, Cybers has been doing penetration tests, red teaming exercises, but what the group currently is doing and what we have seen is that they're using machine learning capabilities to, for example, do offensive security stuff by a machine. That mm-hmm. would also be very interesting to see. And also when we talk about compliance, the advisory part of cybersecurity, then we have already tools in place that could maybe do some sort of simple assessments, not with a person behind it already, but the machine can do it as well. So we can also bring the quality up, reduce the price, and so forth.
So I think I've seen the movie. Was it called Terminator?
Exactly. That's our little secret.
Terminator in France.
So how do you anticipate this change will affect the kind of competitive landscape?
First thing, the market size is huge. And not only for major group, but also for small, medium businesses. So the main thing for us is to work with this third part of the major group. That's why we developed a marketplace for automation and for customer acquisition directly on the internet. So the first thing is to be able to give the best services, the best quality, but completely on the SaaS mode. So that's why we will develop a long story about a research and development with Cybers. We need artificial intelligence to do that. So the first thing will be to integrate Kraken, our artificial intelligence, on the offensive way. And after that, to develop the blue team services with the artificial intelligence. And I'm pretty sure Cyber's expert team would help us to do that.
Mm-hmm. Regarding the competitive landscape, I think... competitiveness or competition between cybersecurity companies is a good thing.
Yes.
But I always like to say that us, the security providers, are actually all on the same side of the line, and our adversary is our common adversary. So if one security company is able to innovate and provide new services, then soon others will have to follow suit, and this way we will make the defensive side even stronger. So I think it's good for the competition.
And at large, where do you see the industry heading in the next decade?
That's a very interesting when you are a father or mother to think about that. and I speak on purpose with a jargon because it's very new. My main question is, what will be my decision at the end of the day when I will be asking to give a small computer component in the my son brains in the future? And imagine if someone hack the system, it will be bad. But if I decide to do not the integration of the small component, Terminator thing, mm-hmm. of course, you have seen the movie. Mm-hmm. I will not give everything to my son for his future, for his leadership, for his new job, for his competitiveness around people. We will have the same. I will have the component. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to invest a lot on cybersecurity, and we have to invest not only for the B2B activity, but also for the business to customer, to private sectors. Mm-hmm. So my vision is we have to invest on that topic. It will not be in 5 years, but maybe in 10 years or 15 years.
Mm-hmm. So yes, it's the business, not business to business, but brain to brain. That's the really long-term vision. And that's that will shape the humanity into a totally different.
Yeah, that's my vision for Nevarac.
Yeah,
and I think it's pretty. It's why I call the company Nevarac, mm-hmm. because of that.
Mm-hmm. That's a serious question.
Yeah.
So Jürgen, how do you see it?
I will take a shorter vision. Because I'm not comfortable with chips in brains stuff.
Okay.
But I think it's going to reshape the humanity as a whole if this thing starts happening. But on shorter term, what we see is think the consolidation of power when it comes to cybersecurity services and talent. I think this consolidation is going to progress further, in short term, because as we discussed previously, that the shortage of talent is there, mm-hmm. and then the only way to secure that is to join forces, and this will continue. But yeah, unfortunately, cybersecurity or cyber attackers or the bad guys out there, they are not going away anytime soon, mm-hmm. and since it's still very lucrative business, and not just from the monetary side, we also see that how cyber can be used in conflicts in wartime. So this is part of the fighting domain as well, and this will ensure that we have our work cut out for us.
Slowly and surely, we have built to be dependent on digital. So cyber is a natural part of digital. And this is my kind of last question. Is this something more imminent, something that ticks on all of our minds and also listeners' minds, not just ours, but listeners' minds? As geopolitical tension in the world escalates into the cyber domain, it is already there. It has been already there for quite a while. Mm. But how will our merged capabilities help in advising and protecting European entities at large?
Mm. Okay. We speak a lot about technical fields and technical solutions for our customers, but we never mention OSINT, open source intelligence, or influence activities on the dark web or directly on the social networks. The main thing about a global war, which is happened now, is all the news, all the fake news, all the fake activities from different parts of the conflict. So one of the most important thing for us, helping the companies, helping their CEO, their managing partners, and every directors or every people working in the company, is to work also on our OSINT offers to help them against threats on the social networks, against threats against their image or directly of their economical model at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. That's my vision.
Jürgen, as we are kind of closer to the neighboring threat.
Yeah.
Or kind of different way of living, let's say.
I think we shouldn't change the way we live, but when it comes to like protecting the organizations and as I mentioned, the European organizations, how they should protect themselves, then I think we are past that point of acknowledgement that the threat is there. It has been proved many times over that cyber can take out companies, can take out organizations from the past incident. I think the first time when it really hit us was the 2017 WannaCry and NotPetya attacks. That actually illustrated and set the scene that how much destruction can one malware basically do. And for an organization not to get hit by cyber attacks, it requires a lot. Mm-hmm. And not just like implementing some fancy security tools, you actually like have to watch the cyber risk as a whole. And where are your most vulnerable assets, how you are protecting them today, and what kind of responsibilities and what kind of strategies you have to put in place to make sure that your organization stays safe. And if there are questions in those organizations' heads that we cannot figure out how to deal with this threat, then you can write us an email and and we probably can figure it out together.
Very soon, a marketplace directly accessible on the web.
Yeah. Reference of email was back at Ronnie.
Exactly.
But we will have a marketplace so you can actually pick and choose what do you need.
And send an email to Ronnie.
Yes, I like emails. So I think that this is a great place to close the show. So I want to thank you, Artur. Thanks. Want to thank you, Jürgen, for sharing insights. To our listeners, this merger marks important key principles in cybersecurity, I would say. Adaptation and collaboration. These are crucial aspects when facing the ever-evolving threat landscape, I would say. United we stand. So stay tuned for more episodes to come where we dig deep into cybersecurity and uncover topics one by one and report on events that ultimately touch every one of us in the digital realm. Was that too dramatic?
It was okay.
That's okay. I think also. So until 2 weeks. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.